we chanted a few minutes ago. Look at this program. We go to the Buddha for guidance. He is the one who shows us the way in our countless lives. we go to the Buddha for the guidance. We take refuge in the Buddha. We devote ourselves to respect, to homage to the Buddha, because he is the one who shows us the way in our countless lives. This is the reason why we take refuge in the Buddha, why we totally respect this person, the beings, so-called Buddha. Usually we show ourselves in short period of time, 20 years and 30 years, but Buddha constantly shows us the in our countless lives, this present life showing the this present life simultaneously. This present life is not merely life in the present, because it is linked very closely with past, present, future. So whole world is connected with the life in the present. This is constantly, this is a point which the Buddha shows us constantly. That's why it says, in our countless lives. I think in Buddhism we say, one is all is one. I think, for instance, you know pretty well the watch, this watch, you know, wrist watch. You can see the many tiny pieces of the machine in this watch. And if you make one mistake of pulling that tiny, tiny piece of the machine, as if it will be pretty easily blown away by a puff of your breath. It's very tiny. But if you make one mistake of putting it in the proper place, the whole machine doesn't work. And also, the watch as a whole doesn't work. It means one of the pieces of a device, the machine, is not put in the proper place. So even tiny beings which exist in this world should be placed in a proper place. That proper place is that a being's life of the being, life of a tiny beings, is should be connected with others, all. Okay. So that is called in Buddhism, one is all is one. And also, it is one of the teaching of the so-called interdependent co-originations. So, in order to make one being exist today, right now, right here, it requires many, many conditions by which it has been brought up into this place. Okay, so that's why you cannot understand the life in the presence ignoring others. Means the past, the future. So truth is, if you want to know life in the present, you have to see the life in the past and the future too. The whole world connected. Okay. So that is called, we go to the Buddha for guidance. He is one who shows us the way in our conscious lives. Intellectually we understand, but practically we don't know. We don't know how to see the life in the present connected very closely with the past, present, future. That's why teachers at the Buddha Shakyamuni's teaching shows us what is that kind of life. Okay? So that's why we have to anyway go to the Buddha for guidance. We need a guidance. That is a Buddha. That is a Buddha. Buddha constantly shows that life is life connected with all beings. Okay. In Japan, I think the August is a kind of ancestral worship, you know, ancestral worship. But the real spirit of ancestral worship in Japan is not only to respect the individual ancestors, but broadly speaking, I think that spirit comes from the teaching of one is all is one. So in August or December, the July, we have the celebration for the all beings, visible, invisible, inanimate or animate. So we offer Buddhist teaching and Buddhist ceremony anyway to with lots of offerings and to all sentient beings. Okay? So that is called Obon, we say. So we celebrate this particular seasons, August or July. You know, but some people in some district celebrate that in July. Some other place celebrate in August. So different, but the real spirit is based on anyway teaching of one is all is one. So, in the United States, we have respecting the ancestor kind of the person who died for the country. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Memorial Day. It is also important, but maybe individual spirit of individual ancestors, but also the all being for all beings. This is very nice, you know, broad, among animals. So the Obon, the Bon ceremony, seems to be the memorial days in the United States. But spirit is quite different, quite different. But in Japan also, the ancestor worship is, the spirit of ancestor worship is a little off from main, you know, stream of Buddhist teaching. So because always they respect the individual ancestor, okay? Individual ancestor. But Buddhist ceremony always give, you know, Buddhist teaching to all sentient beings, okay? And this is, the important teaching for us. The Buddha shows us, that's why shows us, you know, the our lives in our conscious lives, in our conscious lives, connected with all sentient beings. That's why we respect Buddha. Okay? Do you have some questions?
Or all their ancestors and also all animate or inanimate beings. That special ceremony we have. And then after that, the people, the individually go to their own graveyard and to invite the spirit of ancestor to their house, you know, carrying the lantern and offering food. And then celebrate for a couple of days. And during the couple of days, priest visited the each house, door to door, and chant. They perform Buddhist service for individual ancestors. And then in the end of the celebration, in end of the the celebration, the last day anyway, in the last day, they sent their ancestor off, you know, and then they go to the graveyard and they let them return to their own place. So that is the end, that last day of the celebration. So I think a couple of days we do. During that days, I think the young people and just like a Thanksgiving, the people come back into the home and celebrate, you know, and that is the open ceremony. So everyone respect their own ancestors. That is pretty customary that Japanese people do. So it's very strong. The custom rooted in their life, you know. They regard it as the ancestor worship. So that's why memorial service, that kind of services are very popular. I think it's not necessary to follow that kind of ancestors worship, but I think as a Buddhist we should accept that among animals broad in the heart, you know, to live together, to see our life connected with all beings. And once a year, let's appreciate, you know, let's give, let's live with them. Once a year, that's nice, you know, offering and food and offering the dharmas and teachings and it's really great. That's nice. Okay. Thank you.